New to CFM for 2018.
Get up with Gondi
and Ash Pollard.
Oh, she's everywhere. She's TV, she's radio, she's Matcham, she's... You've had a busy 24 hours, haven't you, mate?
I know, and my eyes are falling out of my head. But you know what? I'm so excited because today is hump day! Yes!
How many Wednesdays in a year? How many hump days in a year?
I'm just going to bring back the hump day.
Producer G, can you look up for us how many Wednesdays in a year? I just want to prepare myself for this hump dayness and how many we're going to cop this year.
It's annoying, isn't it?
It's fine. I told you, you need some sort of music.
We need an opener.
Today it's hump day. Okay. Today hump day. Come on, I'll get in on it with you if you dress
up. You
want
to make the opener for hump day?
Yeah, let's dress it
okay,
up.
Okay, so after our actual opener, we play the hump day opener.
Yeah.
It's a double barrel
opener. I mean, it's
we could do it. Let's, producer Jay, write that one down. We're going to do it.
It's done.
Hey,
yes.
Is there like a local choir or something we could get in?
Oh my God,
there
we
is.
Could.
No, there's these a cappella ladies. They're great. They'll come in and we'll write a little.
I want a jazzy one. It needs to be jazzy.
Hey there, it's hump day.
No.
Na-na-na, hump day.
Hump day's my day, so I'll be.
Yeah, but if you want me on board.
I'll be the executive on this one.
If you want me on board.
Yeah, you can be in the background.
I get some creative say in this. G, how many Wednesdays in a year, please?
There are 52.
You're an idiot, Gordy. Are you for real?
You didn't jump in and say 52
mate,
at the start.
Because I was waiting for you to be embarrassed by the answer.
That's very convenient of you, mate. Hey, let's do next 13, 12, 16, Smarter Than Who. Maybe you want to take on me after not knowing how many Wednesdays in a year.
If anyone wants to win, by all means, go me.
I'm sitting on 3 wins at the moment. So are you, because you won one. Did you win one yesterday? Is that right? Yep.
Yeah.
Smarter Than Who, we've got these $100 HS Express vouchers. So if you need to top up your kitchenware, $100 to spend there. It's at the Tugra Business Park.
HS Express. I should go there.
You should. You're just moving into your new place in Matcham, which we're going to get to after 6:30 this morning. That's on the show, but Smarter Than Who, that's next.
Smarter Than Who.
All right. Michael is a Blue Bay keen to give it a crack this morning. Morning, Mick.
Morning, how you going?
Hi, Michael.
Who do you want to play this morning, mate? Myself or Ash?
I think I'll go with Ash.
Nice. Okay, good.
All right, good luck, guys. Names are buzzers. Best of 5. If you get one wrong, the other person gets a point. Question 1. Ashley Nicolette Frangipani is better known as which American singer? Oh, that's a tough one. Ashley Frangipani. I could be saying that wrong. Am I saying Frangipani? Producer G, am I saying that last name?
Who even cares?
Frangipane.
Oh, look, just for the fun of it, I'm just going to buzz in, Ash.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a punt. Kesha.
Kesha, good guess. Incorrect. Michael, pick one artist. Who do you think it is? Who you got, mate? Who are you thinking?
Pink.
Pink? Oh, no, she's like Alicia something or other. No, it's Halsey, guys. Let's move on to the next question. What is the bigger planet? What's the biggest planet in our solar system? Anybody want to have a crack? Michael's in.
Michael.
Yep.
Jupiter.
He's done it.
Oh, my gosh, yep. Michael.
Yep, biggest planet in the solar system.
Okay.
A try is worth how many points in the game of rugby union?
Oh, Michael.
God. Michael's in.
5?
5's correct.
Ugh.
He's done it. Michael's done it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, mate. $100 to spend at HS Express, which is in Tugra, and it's a warehouse of intriguing professional kitchenware. And Ash, you've just been on the website
webpage. Yeah. I might have to duck in.
Got to pop in there, mate.
It's plenty. It's like my heroin, this joint.
Kitchen heaven.
Oh. I love it.
Well, I will say HS Express responsibly if it's your...
Oh.
Yeah, you know, just... Don't know if anyone's ever described it like that as the kitchenware place. But we've got vouchers all this week.
Don't do drugs and don't do drugs, okay?
Exactly. We've got the $100 vouchers all this week and next here at C. So big thanks to the guys for hooking us up.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Now, I don't know how to go about talking about this because I believe this is highly illegal activity, Ash.
Yeah, but we love a bit of a legsy stuff.
Do we?
Oh, I like to talk about it, not to do.
Yeah,
we're not condoning it.
We're not saying do this stuff. We're just saying we've seen
but
this stuff.
The hilarity of this situation is by far, I mean, you just can't not, well, can't not talk about it.
There's some footage going around from last Friday, and it's from the northern, northern New South Wales. It doesn't specifically say where. This is a mystery man. But the man is wearing a VB carton, without the beer, of course, on top of his head. And the footage has caught this guy going up to a speed camera and blocking the speed camera for just everyday individuals to not get fined. Because some people believe that the speed camera is a revenue raiser, right? So
I believe so.
It's not all about safety all the time. No. I mean, there is that element, but some people believe that the revenue raisers. This man in particular obviously believes so, and he's being dubbed Tinny Man. With a tinny carton on his head, taking to speed cameras one at a time.
He's put this cardboard box on his head to mask his identity.
Yeah, sure has.
And he's walked up to a speed camera truck, the truck where they've actually got them in the back.
Yeah, so it's the truck that you just see kind of isolated by itself. Yeah, and he's blocked
it. And he's shielded the back window of his car, put a sheet up or something similar, just so that no one else gets booked.
Some people say not all heroes wear capes, and they'd be right, you know.
Yeah.
Some heroes wear a VB stubby case on their head, you know what I mean? Hero
comes along.
Too much with Mariah? Is it too much to call him a hero?
I'm only just going along with this story because I know you really like it.
I mean, solid effort. Oh, I've been done a lot of times on speed cameras in dodgy spots. But look, I will say don't speed. Like, that's a given. I'm not telling people to speed or not. And also, don't put a VB carton on your head and go and try and block a speed camera. And, like, don't do that. This guy's obviously...
Yeah, but it's true. It's true blue Aussie...
behaviour.
Camaraderie, that
isn't
is.
It? Yeah. I mean, you saw a guy yesterday, where was it? Erin Affair getting around the shopping centre in just a pair of socks, right? Is that true?
Yeah, I saw it on your
Instagram story.
Yeah,
see?
He's just swanning around Erin Affair in his socks. Like,
no shoes.
Really... Blasé, did not care at all.
These are the people we celebrate on this show, you know? This is the stuff that Australia's made of.
Let's go. New to CFM for 2018. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard.
Just gone 6:36. What are you watching over there, mate?
What?
What do you got? You got your laptop up and running, and what are you watching?
Oh, no, well, I was watching my story just then.
Your Instagram story.
Yeah, watching my story. CC Mariners sent me a sauce bottle after the sauce rave that we did yesterday, and I think it's uncouth to have sauce on your meal.
On a fancy meal.
It's an insult. No, stop. Oh, my God.
No, you said tomato sauce can be had with chips at a fish and chip shop. Is that the only place? That's it.
Yep.
Get stuffed. That is the most ridiculous...
You are cruising for a bruising, Gawndy.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Anyway,
we should get in some big fat sumo suits and have a wrestle.
What? Why?
I don't know.
Off the chart.
Just throwing some fantasies out there.
Anyway.
Hey, but the sauce thing with the Mariners, so they sent through a big master food bottle.
A giant tomato sauce bottle.
Because if you've ever been to the games, you see them getting around there, the big mascots, and by the scoreboard. So they sent you a big old tomato sauce bottle.
And they've said... Stay saucy.
Well played, Mariners.
Yeah,
I love that they're getting involved.
I wish Anthony
Golek
had sent that to me.
You just wish he delivered it shirtless.
Shirtless and personally.
Covered in tomato sauce.
Stay saucy, Pollard.
Would you eat the tomato sauce then?
I would just squirt it into my mouth.
Oh, man. It's going to be great when he comes back in one day. Marshmallow, Anne-Marie for you. This is Friends. Ash has finally moved into her pad on the Central Coast, not happy with housemates who she's stuck with for a month. Got beef already with them. That's next.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Look, I'm not homeless anymore, you'll be pleased to know. Thank you very much, Central Coast, for coming together and helping me. Because really,
you make it sound like we all
They did.
Came
Everyone did.
And helped you find a pad.
Well, you didn't, but everybody else did.
Hang on a second.
Look, not about you. I'm about to
I know, but 1 second.
Oh, here we go.
Whose place you moving into, mate? Whose place? Who passed it on? Friends of Le Gaunt. Not one thank you.
I have said thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway, so, okay, so I've moved into this place, right?
Yeah.
It's a house in Matcham, and off to the side is a villa. It's an amazing, beautiful, brand new place, 3 bedrooms. It's very spacious. It's gorgeous.
Love it.
And I said, yep, I'm moving into this place. And the owner of the main house has now given the tenants of the villa a month notice. But in the meantime, she said, actually, there's a spare room in there if you'd like to move in and live there until these people move out, which I accepted and moved in yesterday.
Well, desperate times call for desperate measures. You were struggling.
I was, yeah. I was potentially actually nearly sleeping in a gutter.
Yep.
Or in Patch's bed.
Oh, my place.
Yeah.
You could have snuggled Patch. Yeah, that's fine. No, I go for it, mate.
So moved in and, look, I'm 32 years old. I don't want to be living with people anymore. I'm really used to my own creature comforts. I know what I want and I have my own particulars and bits and pieces around the house.
I'm with you. I could not go back to housemates.
Yeah, can't. So I thought I'll just suck it up for a month, and these people are really lovely people. But last night, they don't really know that I have to go to bed at 8:30 because I wake up at 4. And one of the guys, he's got and he doesn't mean to, but he's got a booming voice. And he's downstairs in the kitchen chatting to the other housemate, like boom, boom, crash in the kitchen, warming up his TV dinner, and it's 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And he's he could have been screaming. It was so loud. I put my earplugs in and I thought, just try and go to bed. I tried for a good half an hour. So I had to get up and take a pill, because then I just was like at the end of my tether. And I thought, it's too early to even just say, can you please put a sock in it?
Oh, that's not like you. I thought you'd come out firing.
No,
first night in this place that they've lived in for a long time.
No, I didn't want to
sound
like...
Would you shut up? I'm going to get up at 4 here.
Oh, so that's why I'm looking like I look this morning. I look disheveled. My eyeballs are falling out of the sockets.
You got that 5 o'clock shadow going on.
I've got a giant pimple here because I was bored and just squeezed the hell out of that as well.
I can't wait for this next month of your housemate antics. So this is reliving the housemate days. This is good stuff, Pollard. Embrace it. Bring some great stuff to the show.
Well, I'm sure I'll have a few more stories to tell.
Well, I'll hook a story. I want to hear this story at some point, whether it's next or tomorrow, whatever it may be.
Okay.
But you were just telling me off air and you said, this isn't for on air. And then I went, yeah, it is. You were talking to long-distance Pistol Pete boyfriend about something in the adult realm, and you were talking quite loud, and you think you might have been busted by the housemates.
Look, should I speak about this coming up, or is that too much housemate talk?
Oh, can you have too much housemate talk?
Probably not.
I love hearing from people with their housemate stories as well. If you got one, 13, 12, 16, if you want to make
Look,
feel better or worse.
It's hectic. It's hectic. It's extremely personal. And because I am not used to living with people, I thought I was alone when I was sharing this private detail.
Let's come back tell it next.
All right.
Because it's a great story and... I don't know. I think they might move out sooner than a month. You can do these things to get them out. Just on the way out. So just slowly drop these things in there.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Look, I'm not homeless anymore. You'll be pleased to know. Thank you very much, Central Coast, for coming together and helping me. Because
You make it sound like we all
They did.
Came
Everyone did.
And helped you find a pad.
Well, you didn't, but everybody else did.
Hang on a second.
Look, not about you. I'm about to
I know, but 1 second.
Oh, here we go.
Whose place you moving into, mate? Whose place? Who passed it on? Friends of Le Gaunt. Not one thank you.
I have said thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway, so, okay, so I've moved into this place, right?
Yeah.
It's a house in Matcham, and off to the side is a villa. It's an amazing, beautiful, brand new place, 3 bedrooms. It's very spacious. It's gorgeous.
Love it.
And I said, yep, I'm moving into this place, and the owner of the main house has now given the tenants of the villa a month notice. But in the meantime, she said, actually, there's a spare room in there if you'd like to move in and live there until these people move out, which I accepted and moved in yesterday.
Well, desperate times call for desperate measures.
They do.
You were struggling.
I was, yeah. I was potentially actually nearly sleeping in a gutter.
Yep.
Or in Patch's bed.
Oh, my place.
Yeah.
You could have snuggled Patch. Yeah, that's fine. No, I go for it, mate.
So moved in and, look, I'm 32 years old. I don't want to be living with people anymore. I'm really used to my own creature comforts. I know what I want and I have my own particulars and bits and pieces around the house.
I'm with you. I could not go back to housemates.
Yeah, can't. So I thought I'll just suck it up for a month, and these people are really lovely people. But last night, they don't really know that I have to go to bed at 8:30 because I wake up at 4. And one of the guys, he's got and he doesn't mean to, but he's got a booming voice. And he's downstairs in the kitchen chatting to the other housemate, like boom, boom, crash in the kitchen, warming up his TV dinner, and it's 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And he's he could have been screaming. It was so loud. I put my earplugs in and I thought, just try and go to bed. I tried for a good half an hour. So I had to get up and take a pill, because then I just was like at the end of my tether. And I thought, it's too early to even just say, can you please put a sock in it?
Oh, that's not like you. I thought you'd come out firing.
No,
first night in this place that they've lived in for a long time.
No, I didn't want to sound like...
Would you shut up? I'm going to get up at 4 here.
Oh, so that's why I'm looking like I look this morning. I look dishevelled. My eyeballs are falling out of the sockets.
You got that 5 o'clock shadow going on.
I've got a giant pimple here because I was bored and just squeezed the hell out of that as well.
I can't wait for this next month of your housemate antics. So this is reliving the housemate days. This is good stuff, Pollard. Embrace it. Bring some great stuff to the show.
Well, I'm sure I'll have a few more stories to tell.
Well, I'll hook a story. I want to hear this story at some point, whether it's next or tomorrow, whatever it may be.
Okay.
But you were just telling me off air and you said, this isn't for on air. And then I went, yeah, it is. You were talking to long-distance Pistol Pete boyfriend about something in the adult realm. Mm. And you were talking quite loud and you think you might have been busted by the housemates.
Look, should I speak about this coming up, or is that too much housemate talk?
Oh, can you have too much housemate talk?
Probably not.
I love hearing from people with their housemate stories as well. If you got one, 13, 12, 16, if you want to make
Look,
feel better or worse.
It's hectic. It's hectic. It's extremely personal. And because I am not used to living with people, I thought I was alone when I was sharing this private detail.
Let's come back tell it next.
All right.
Because it's a great story and... I don't know. I think they might move out sooner than a month. you can do these things to get them out. Just on the way out. So just slowly drop these things in there.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
13, 12, 16 is our number if you want to get involved in our show. Housemate horror stories. Ash has just moved into a new pad in Matcham.
It's not a horror story. That's dramatic.
It's radio, mate. We beef everything up.
Well, I'm happy to hear people's horror stories, but, I mean, mine is not. Mine is... far from a horror story.
Your horror story was that you were in bed last night at 8:30 and the guy was talking loud.
No, it was like 10:30 by that time.
Man.
That's 2 hours sleep I missed.
I know.
That is horror.
When you're getting up early, it is late. We're going to get to your story as well of you talking to long-distance boyfriend Pistol Pete in the room about some stuff.
Yeah.
And then possibly hearing about it. But let's just go to Lani in Jillaby. Morning, Lance.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
Hello, mate. Welcome to the show. Have you got housemates, or what's your story about housemates?
Well, I did have a housemate. I moved in with my best friend. I'll never do that again.
Yeah, they say don't do that. They say don't live with your best
friend.
Okay.
No.
Can't do it. Interesting. What happened?
I came home from work one day. This would have been about 3 weeks after living with her. She had everything laid out on the table of things I have to do. and like a chore list and how to do it, like in detail, like what to use to clean the bathroom. And I was just mind boggled. I honestly was just like, what is this?
Can I just say, she sounds like me. I'm not, look, I wouldn't lay it out like that. I do it in such a way where I sort of trick you into doing it. I'm a little bit more cunning. I'm a bit more cunning about how I'd go about it.
Right. Oh,
a bit more planned.
You can see, as you can see, Lani, I'm getting psychologically brainwashed every morning in here behind the scenes, and I don't even know about it. What I will do, Lani, maybe tomorrow on the show this week, I want to track down, because Jamie, when I first started going out with Jamie, she lived with someone who had a list of rules on the fridge as well, and it said, you will not do your makeup in your room.
Oh,
you will,
what?
Yeah, it was like, must be done in bathroom and put away. It was like this list of rules, just like Lani's. I'll have to bring it in.
It was crazy. Dot points, everything down to the T.
Oh,
you're my die, tickets for the movies for calling us this morning. It's our, it's the new flick, Going for Gold.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks for calling the show on 13, 12, 16. Let's get your story, Pollard.
Right, so I was on the phone last night having a chat to Pete, and I don't know how it came about, but I decided to tell him a story of when I was younger and I acquired a collection of, help me say this.
Just, adult things.
Toys.
Oh, you do see this.
What?
No, well,
that's what it was, yeah, okay? Yeah. That's not rude.
No, not at all.
So, adult toys. I acquired a collection of those. My first was given to me by my guy friends when I turned 18.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was gifted more by friends. Yeah. I'm not really sure why people were giving
me. It was
a
running joke.
Things.
It was a running joke. It became a joke, right? Something? No?
I don't know.
I don't know, mate. Anyway, you had one.
Anyway, so I had that, and then I acquired more stuff like show bags from those expos.
Yes.
That I'd go to with friends. I mean, I'd never go by myself. I'd go with friends and whatever. So there was quite a myriad of different things in this bag over time. And I would keep the bag snug underneath my bed in the sort of underneath the valance in a corner where you couldn't really see it.
Mm.
And I went away overseas for a year and came back and I thought, oh, might get one of these things out and see what's going on. And I went to get the bag and the bag wasn't there. Keep in mind, I was telling this story, you know, at a normal tone, like I wasn't being quiet because I thought my housemates weren't there. I thought they were out.
Yeah.
And so I was using all the terminology, really describing the particular bits and pieces in the bag. And the bag wasn't there. Turns out mum had thrown the bag out whilst I was overseas. She discovered the bag, thrown it out.
No.
Because she was absolutely appalled and never brought it up, never spoke about it ever. And it's one of those things where I'd searched high and low for the bloody thing and I couldn't find it and I was too scared to say, Mum, where's my bag of sex toys?
And you never saw those housemates again either.
Anyway, I'm going to go home at some point tonight and not really know how to, go about.
If your new housemates are listening, just under the bed in the back corner.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Oprah Winfrey, she's got a brand new movie out. Well, coming out.
Yeah, she's actually a great actress.
She's good?
Yeah, she's not bad.
So the movie's called A Wrinkle in Time. I've seen Oprah live in Brisbane, actually.
Wow.
She got up and spoke, an amazing public speaker.
She's very articulate.
They say she's worth about 3.5, let me get this right.
Bajillion?
Billion dollars. Oprah Winfrey. And that's twice I struggled on her name, isn't it? Oprah Winfrey.
I was willing to let the first one go, but that second one.
Oprah Winfrey. Anyway, on the red carpet, she's revealed that she, you know, when you're worth that much money, she doesn't fill up her own car. I don't think she even drives her own car, to be honest. I'd be driven everywhere as well.
Can I tell you, if I had that much coin, I wouldn't even wipe my own bum.
Well, we have labelled you money bags on this show. Which,
you'll see me down at the Centrelink line this week at some point. Don't worry.
Let's play the audio of Oprah also talking about how many times she's been to the bank in 20 years.
I went to the bank recently because I hadn't been to the bank since 1988.
What did you go to the bank for?
To deposit $1 million.
Wow, how did that feel?
It felt fantastic.
I bet it did.
It was fantastic.
That's fantastic.
Actually, it was $2 million.
Wait, is she being facetious?
No. That's just what Oprah does.
Just so lax about that comment. Oh, just to deposit $1 million.
How many times do they want to say fantastic off the back of that too? It was fantastic. All right, shut up about your millions as I cry and listen to that audio. So she hasn't been at the bank herself since the, what did she say, 80s or 90s?
Something.
Also, just quickly, because when we're talking people with a lot of money, Bill Gates was on the Ellen show recently and Ellen was running a couple of products by him to see if he knew the actual price of some of these products. Take a listen.
Tide Pods. You've been hearing a lot about those lately. What do you think?
$4. No. They want me to go higher.
Yeah.
Let's go with $10.
$19.97. It's expensive to do laundry.
Just another one in the money bags realm, isn't he, eh? You,
so Oprah, out of touch.
And Bill Gates. So I thought this morning, just quickly, let me run a couple of everyday items by you, Ash, and see if you know how much these are worth. You ready?
Okay.
Let's see if you can match the big wigs, Oprah and Bill Gates. How much is a six-pack of pies worth at Woolies, which I Googled?
Mate, are you serious? Six, okay.
Six-pack of pies?
$8.
$8 for a six-pack of pies. $3.50.
Oh! What are we talking, Big Ben or Sergeant's?
Who knows, mate? Maybe home brand.
Oh.
Come on, money bags. Lynx deodorant, which I Googled the price of. How much is that going for these days?
Oh, my God. Festy, first and foremost, $4.
Nothing wrong with a bit of Lynx Africa, mate. I swam in that stuff at high school.
Yeah.
Lynx, from my Googling, goes for $6.30. Oh. Not on special.
Yeah, okay.
What about the good old home brand Napoleon Dynamite ice cream? You know, with the vanilla,
yeah,
the chalk, and the pink. What's one of those going for? Which I Googled the price.
$4.
She's nailed it!
Yes!
Of course.
See, I'm not so out of touch after all.
Did you smash those Napoleon ice creams as a kid? Remember when?
Yeah.
Oh, the vanilla.
Loved it. Although the only part of it I'd have is the chocolate.
Oh, you're that annoying person that when you went to get the ice cream and all the chocolate was gone.
Yeah. Because I don't have any other flavour of ice cream. I only ever have chocolate.
Why didn't you just buy chocolate, mate?
Because my sister was there too.
And you had
to share. So she just had everything.
She had everything, or it sounds like you had everything? If she had everything, I'd love to see what she got.
No, like my sister loved food, so
right.
She ate all of the...
I remember once my dad said to me, what do you want for dinner? You can have absolutely anything. Yeah. I said, Napoleon Dynamite. No, Napoleon ice cream. He said, done. And I sat there and ate a whole tub, yep.
Really?
It was the single greatest day of my life.
Oh, my God, and you remember it. That's cute.
It was the best.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
It's one of the more awkward things we've covered on our show over the last few days.
Oh, it's filthy as.
It's one of the... caught up with one of Jamie's friends who I just met on the day, but I heard a lot about, and a few drinks were had and good times were rolling, and I turn around and she was sucking this dude's toe at the table. A guy that she's not officially seeing yet, just sort of hanging out, but trying to impress. And I was interested to know whether it, you know, impresses him or put him off a little bit. Anyway, we got Gabs on the show yesterday and this was her recount of what went down.
So it all goes back to a Sunday session about 6 weeks ago. The night escalates and then I see one of my friends take his shoe off and she's giving him a little foot massage and I'm thinking, they're bonding, like that's cool.
Okay.
And then I see that she sucked his toe.
What?
I also see that he seems to enjoy that she sucks his toe. And I do believe that I was investigating how much he did enjoy that moment, so I said, shall I? And he was more than inclined to allow me.
Still trying to understand. I'm still trying to understand.
I don't get it.
Gabby is back with us again this morning. Morning, Gabs.
Good morning, everyone.
The toe-sucking saga continues, my friends.
I'm looking forward to part three.
Part three, and this is the third and final chapter. This ends here, Gabby. Because we now have the guy whose toe was sucked.
Oh, this is not happening. Oh.
Even I love on the phone screen here, it says, Chris, toe sucky. Chris joins us right now. Morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, mate, this is great. Did you ever think you'd go to breakfast with a guy that works on radio and now you're here talking about your toe being sucked? Isn't it just a great world we live in?
And here we are. The circle. It's come right back around, hasn't it?
Chris, have you got some weird fetish?
Look, I guess you could put it down to one of those things of don't knock it till you try it, potentially.
Ooh, okay.
No, I'll be honest. A couple of weeks back, or whenever it happened the first time, I think Gabby mentioned we went down to one of the local hotels. Look, I was a bit apprehensive to head down, to be honest. I knew it was part of the impression cycle, I guess. I knew all her friends were there. I was a little bit hungover. So when one of her friends removed my sports shoe at the time, it would probably, you know, let's imagine a potential bit of tinea inside.
What?
You said tinea inside because of his sports shoe.
Yeah.
Chris is a runner.
Oh, this is foul. This gets worse.
That's not.
Anyway.
Well, this is bizarre stuff, yeah.
No, so anyway, her friend is obviously, I was having a quiet beer. Her friend's gone down, the shoe's off. The act has happened. And to be honest, it was a first. Potentially somewhat of a guilty pleasure now, I'm not sure.
Chris, and so when Gabby relived that moment for you on Sunday, I guess at the time it was a bit of a joke, but mate, I mean, what did you think the second time round of the girl that you've been kind of hanging out with and on the verge of kind of seeing and potentially dating?
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, round one, there was certainly an element of being quite surprised by it all. Maybe somewhat of a strange, challenge of the girl. I mean, I thought I was there to try and get across the line with her girlfriends, but obviously the tide changed. So round two certainly did come as a surprise, but, again, it's one of those things that if she's willing to go warts and all, I mean...
Oh, okay, now this is the elephant in the room
this
here.
This is what I
want to... Toe aside, Ash, this is what I want to get to right now because we've lived out this toe saga over the last 3 days on our show.
Begrudgingly, may I say.
Yeah, it's fascinating and I feel like we're leading to this pinnacle moment right here. There's a lot being said, but not a lot being said, if you know what I mean. There's a lot of toes being sucked, but not a lot of locking stuff in. And Ash, I think you might be with me on this.
Yeah, look, I just want to know... is there going to be another date?
No, forget the date. I'm going next level.
Oh.
Can we make this an official toe-sucking item pairing of you two? Are we up for that? What do we think?
What do you reckon, Central Coast?
Oh, this is awkward.
See, I can't have an opinion because I haven't met either of you. But actually, I think the greatest thing is that you're both willing to jump on radio.
Yes.
You're both willing to take the mic. And I think, quite frankly, it's a match made in heaven. So I'm thinking go.
And I will say this too, Ash.
Yeah.
They were very cute together on Sunday getting photos together. They are a very well-matched pair. I would say, and I'll say this as well, Chris, it's hard to find good ones out there. Good toe-sucking ladies out there are hard to find. So, you know, you lock it down where you can.
It's true.
So what's your take, Chris? Are you thinking about locking Gabby down at some point, maybe right now on the radio?
No pressure. Well, look, I guess the scene's been set, to be honest. If there can be some sort of commitment of, maybe a round three of... The toe.
I love the diplomacy.
I know.
I love
he's sitting
the
on the fence.
Well,
how,
no, he's
how
not.
Could I say no?
How can he say no? So
yeah.
you're keen on
Gabs?
Oh, we're in. Oh,
love it.
All right. We followed the journey to love.
Through. Jeez.
One toe at a time. We'll leave it to you guys to discuss the awkwardness off air now, off the back of this. But we appreciate your sharing your story with us in the Central Coast. It's one of the weirdest ones we've ever heard, but we love it.
You guys are legends. Well done.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Do you enjoy Jamie's soft, freshly shaved legs?
Yeah, I'd say yes.
Yes. Okay, well... A woman who shaved for 3 hours a week has literally ditched her razor.
Is that a lot or is that standard, 3 hours a week? What is that? Like how often?
That's a lot. Is like, it? Yeah, that is a lot. That okay. seems weird. She's like okay. super hairy.
Right.
Anyway, okay. yeah. She's 28 years old from Poland, and she started to remove her body hair when she was 12. So shaving, waxing legs, bikini line, underarms, whatever. And after feeling pressured from women in magazines and television, she stopped. Now, this is, I would say, in some ways, quite a confronting article because you're not really used to women with hair. So she's got hair underneath her pits. Mm-hmm. She's got hair like on her legs, and her legs look like dude's legs.
Yeah.
And then snail trail hair. And I just don't know how to say this. Like the leg hair goes all the way up to her pubic region, and it's literally like looking at a dude.
Right.
Like, it's next level.
Oh, no. Well, I've seen some pics this morning and I was looking at it going, "Whoa, we're not used to seeing that." And I think that's what it comes down to, not used to seeing that.
Yeah, so we're used to cleanly shaved women, right?
Where did that start? What was that? How did that lead to that? I mean, I'm for it. It's great.
I don't know. I don't know why and how it became such a... you know, a thing, and if, like, as a woman, if you grow your hair, it's not really, I mean, it's sort of frowned upon, I guess. You sort of look at a woman and go, what the hell? If I grew all my hair, and if any woman just let their hair grow back, we'd literally look like dudes.
Yeah.
Except with a feminine head and boobs.
I went to a shop the other day, and I won't name the shop, but I did say to a lady, oh, could you please grab me down this, I can't even remember what I was trying to buy, but it was on a top shelf. And she went and got the thing that, you know, the pole that goes to get it. And I'm standing next to her and she's lifted up the arms to get the thing on the top shelf. And I've kind of got a glimpse of the bush going on underneath there.
Really?
It was thick. Like she'd left it, like she'd given up on it. So, and even that I was kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting that. It's, I mean, not... you do you, but if that's what you want to do, but I'm just not used to that.
Yeah. And it's not like it's the wrong thing to do.
No.
It's not wrong to let your hair grow because, you know, this woman pretty much is like, I don't want to conform to the norm. I don't want to conform to society.
Do you reckon we've got any ladies listening with underarm hair that wants to tell us why
if anybody agrees and doesn't, you know, I mean, just doesn't shave because they don't feel like they need to, then absolutely, 13, 12, 16. But I think on the other hand, you know, I was never allowed to shave my legs until like year 11 or something ridiculous because my mum just, I don't know whether she didn't want me to grow up or whatevs.
Yeah.
But I wasn't allowed. And
how hairy was that first shave in year 11? Did you have much
going on? Oh, it was blonde hair.
Right, yeah. That's
you know, like I've always got. Been blonde, so it's nothing too heckers. But I can remember my first bikini wax, and let me tell you,
Glenn McGrath.
Glenn McGrath. That was not a great experience.
See, wouldn't you like to leave that in the past and just let it run free so you don't have to worry about that?
Yeah, it's painful. Yeah. I will say that. It's painful and it's annoying, but at the very same time, I know what it's like to have hair and I prefer it gone.
Sky's in Newcastle. We love our Newcastle listeners. Morning, Sky.
Sky, good morning.
Hey, how you going?
Great. Are you a hairy woman?
I don't know. You know, you got someone coming over, you're like, oh, yeah, like, I'm going to get sexy. But on the other hand, you're like, yeah, no, like, that's just too much effort and I'm going to get a rash, so what's the point, you know? Like, you
can I
love
just,
me.
For all the listeners out there, I'm just assuming your rash is from shaving the bikini line.
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, you know, you want to wax, do you? But, you know, that's going to rip your skin off and I'm not all about that.
So you let it go wild.
You know, like, it just depends on what you're into. I mean, like, you know, some guys like a bit of hair down the middle and I'm all like...
okay, we're getting X-rated.
You know, like, you know how you can have the one strip in the middle of your vagine?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll shape underneath my armpit hair into a heart or something and they'll be like, oh, I wasn't expecting that.
I can say I've never seen a heart under the armpit.
No.
I might have to do it and just come by. I'll have to go to that shop and be like, well, you remember me?
Do it for us. Send us a couple of pics.
I will. I'm going to have to. We're just going to have to. I'll be like, oi, like one you... time on the radio, here's my heart
I'm
for
more,
you.
I'm more impressed.
My love.
I'm more impressed that you can do a heart under your arm. I mean, how do you even do
Gondi,
that?
That's impressive. When you, do you feel your underarm hairs? Can you feel them?
What,
no, like
my
not
shirt
touching
or?
Them, just like when your arm's down.
No,
and you
I can't.
Notice,
no,
like
I don't,
you don't.
Notice, no.
So when if I just leave mine for like a couple of days, it's like stubble. But it's uncomfortable. I don't want that there. I feel like there's more sweat being generated, and that's why like I got to
put it to the test. We'll check back in a month.
I'm not putting anything. No.
We'll see how it goes with the big bushy pollard underarms.
No.
Yeah, it'd be great. See how you go,
no,
mate.
No, thanks. No.
We'll talk about it off air, maybe.
We won't.
You're putting a stamp to it, are you?
There's absolutely no negotiation with this at all.
Well, we only got one hairy lady that called the show, so...
And she's got love heart.
Underarm bits. Classic. Gotta guess that. Year of the song. Gotta guess that. Year of the song. Gotta guess that. All right, bunch of songs is chosen by our producer, Gia, and we're playing for people at home. You are playing for Ash. Yeah. Michelle.
Michelle.
At Hamlin Terrace.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, girl, let's do this.
I
can do it.
Have got Sean in Manning.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, man. Welcome to the show. Kick back, relax. I might come to you in this and just ask you what year you think some of these songs are if I need a hand.
No,
who knows?
No
worries, mate. Well, let's get the win.
Yeah, let's get the win. It'd be
That's
fun.
The only way you can get it, Ash, is by cheating, right?
It's not cheating to ask the person on the phone. All right, what is the first song, Jay? What have you got for
okay,
us?
Okay, a bit of Outkast. Hey, ya.
Played that this morning. All right.
Ash is locked in.
Actually, wait. No, hang on a sec.
Three.
Oh, no.
Two.
One.
One.
All right, it's in.
Okay,
it's in.
I'll accept it.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Ash has said the year 2000. Gondi has said 2010.
Oh, no.
Changed from 2011.
Oh, no. I meant 2001. Oh, damn it. I've gone way over.
The actual year is 2003.
Oh,
yay!
I stuffed it. I meant 2001. I'm dyslexic with numbers. That sucks. What's song two?
Living End, White Noise.
I actually worked at Triple M when this song came out. So what year was that?
Think back.
Oh, what year was that?
How old were you? This might help
23,
you.
23, I think. So,
does he have an unfair advantage because he can think like that, Ash? Tie back to a memory, babe. You can do it.
I'm going to just say...
Three, two, one. Lofty. Yeah. Oh!
No.
What's with the last minute changes, guys?
Well, we're taking it seriously. We want to win. Ash
I love
just won
it.
Up.
Yeah, I love the intensity. Okay, Gorney has locked in 2004.
Yes.
Ash has locked in 2009. The correct answer... 2008.
Yay!
That's me. You went
you
over.
You went over, mate.
You can't go over.
What? I'm like, what off it? This rule is stupid.
You can't go over.
Nah, that is BS.
No, you can't go over, mate.
Oh, we're changing the rules.
No, we're not. That's one apiece. Song number three.
No. Pussycat Dolls, Buttons.
Oh, I hate this game now.
Surely a bit of Pussycat Dolls gets you in a better mood, but...
Hey, Sean, any idea of the year of that song, mate?
2007.
Oh, he's gone 07. He's gone 07. Do I go with him on that one? Who knows, mate?
Whatever.
All right.
I'm going to go with you, mate. Ash is locked in.
What?
All right, 2007.
So did I.
Oh.
I'm changing it.
Don't. You don't.
Well, we can't
You're
both
allowed.
Have the same one, can we? No one's going to get a point.
We might get a point.
I'm going to go 2006. Are you happy with that? All right, I've locked in 06.
Okay, 06. Yep. Righto. Asha said 2007, Gondi 2006. The correct answer, 2005.
We're both over, but I get the point because I'm closer.
Oh, what? So you just change the rule?
Okay. It's whatever suits
Gondi. No, if you're both over, it's...
Read the next question.
It's the closest one to it.
Song number four, Technotronic Pump Up the Jam.
Oh, man, this sounds old as...
All right, stop dancing, babe. Lock your answer in.
If I get this one, I win. You get this one, you tie.
Okay. Gaundy has gone 1991. Ash, 1996.
Oof.
The correct answer, 1989.
Oh, he's won it.
Oh, it is old.
Sean, we've done it, mate.
No worries, mate. You're a legend.
Yeah, too easy. I take that legend status seriously.
Mate,
thank you,
absolute legend, Gaundy.
Yeah.
Michelle, I'm really sorry, but whoever wrote the rules clearly doesn't understand life.
No, but that's all right. You had a go. That's fine.
Thank you.
Michelle, what I will say is we clearly knew the rules heading in. Ash chose not to listen to said rules. But anyway, I'm going to hook up both with tickets to Clip and Climb this morning for being part of the show.
Oh, thank you.
Too easy. Book now, clipandclimbcentralcoast.com.au. Thanks for calling and being a part of the show, guys. Should we get a thing up on that blackboard there with the amount of wins and stuff?
No, not that one.
Let's all take a moment to listen to Ash, sore loser here. Have a listen. You all right, mate?
Can you not?
You all right?
Just put the song on!
It's ads, mate, but good guess.
Follow us in Ash Pollard's journey to be Employee of the Month.
And you're doing it for the people who are overlooked as Employee of the Month, the people that feel like they could have got it and they didn't.
Yes, I am doing it for those people. Probably not very well, though.
How do you feel like you're tracking in your mission to be Employee of the Month to this point?
Do you know the thing with me is I do things that aren't obvious to make Employee of the Month?
Okay.
Things that go unnoticed.
All right.
Actually.
Well, one thing that won't be unnoticed, and your arch nemesis is Bree Taylor from promotion. She is going for back-to-back employees of the month. That's something she's set out to achieve. And I would say she's up there with you, mate. She does the good stuff that you need to do, and she does it in front of people that need to know.
Can I just say, though, when I found out what you get for being employee of the month, it sort of really made me decide that maybe I don't want to be employee
of the
month.
It's not about what you get, mate. It's about the feeling you get inside and doing it for the people that feel like they've missed their chance on employee of the month. Don't worry about the bottle of Verve.
No, it's not. It's a Pandora bracelet. I don't want that.
That's fine, mate. Beggars can't be choosers at this point. You're not even won it yet. But I've got something that's going to get you over the line next, mate.
Great.
I don't know if you're going to like it.
Probably not, because it's probably going to be something embarrassing again.
It's round two
of the name game.
People in the office.
Of course it is.
You learned everyone's name in the office.
You are the best
friend anyone could ever ask for. Yeah, I'll just finish your sentence there. Employees of the month know the employees that they work with. And I've got a lineup of people that work here to come on in, and you're going to know their names hopefully next.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Ash's quest to become Employee of the Month rolls on.
Follow us in Ash Pollard's journey to be Employee of the Month.
And after 2 weeks of being here at the radio station, Ash felt ripped off that she didn't get Employee of the Month after 2 weeks. Bree Taylor, your arch nemesis in promotions, got that. And she is a very fine worker, I will say. Here's a little game I want to play with you this morning, which we played once already.
It's not funny and I don't like it.
Is where we got people who work at the workplace to walk in and you have to know them by name. How long has it been since we played that game?
I don't know.
A while now. 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, but you think that I actually hang around the office to learn people's names?
You're out at 9:01, mate. You don't have time for that. That's not true. You actually do put some work in. Let's bring the first person in. Not everyone together.
Of course you did.
Just bring one person
at
a time.
Can I just first of all...
Come over to the mic.
Oh, okay.
I won't say your name. You do work here. Good morning, good sir.
Good morning. How are you, Gaundy?
I'm good.
That's fantastic.
Can I say, first of all, he gets people in that I see, like, once in my entire life.
How often would you say you've seen Ash over the last month and a bit?
Oh, quite a bit.
Ball dust! 3 times.
Maybe 5.
Do you even know where this young man works?
in the box over there.
In the box over there?
Well, that's a start.
It's true.
Production puts the sounds together.
Before we even go ahead, you weren't even here for the first, like, five weeks of my...
that's true.
Beginning.
I was on holidays. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, that was the start of the year.
Okay, let's go with Dave.
Outstanding. One for one. Well done, mate. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks.
Horsey, your legend. Thank you, mate. That was awesome. Well done, mate.
Yep.
You're one from one.
Okay, I've never met this person before.
Let's bring this young man in. Over onto the mic over here, sir. just jump onto the mic. Just say
hello.
Hi to Ash for us. See?
Hey, Ash.
Hi, I'm Ash. What's your name?
Blake.
Yes!
Blake, you got duped,
thanks,
mate.
Blake.
Dude, that happened so quick. Oh, my God.
How good am I?
He doesn't even know what's happened.
Do you know what, Blake? It's okay that you did that because you're new.
I am. Brand new.
See?
Yeah, he was a bit of a stitch up. We brought him because he hasn't even started really yet. So
welcome to the radio station.
Thank you very much.
Blake, welcome
and
to the bright lights.
Thank you for helping me.
Of the studio.
No worries, mate.
Well done. You've really tricked him,
Blake.
He's shaking his head. He got stitched up. He got two from two. You're killing it. You're killing it. Who's next? Who we got next?
Who the heck is this?
Come on over, fine sir. We're getting all the lads in today.
I've never seen you. Where do you live?
Central Coast.
No, but like,
Rimba.
Where are you in this?
I've been on radio for about 15 years.
15 years.
On this station and the station next door.
This is a true...
Wait, I can hear your voice. Do you talk in the morning and say something?
Oh, sometimes I do. I go all over the place.
Is he the guy that you got to say champion Gaundy like in our first week or something?
No. I've actually spoken to you a fair bit.
Yeah, a lot. A lot, Ash.
A lot.
But not to my face.
Yes. Not to your face, but sort of like down the line, helping you out while you're doing shows from all over the country.
Think about it,
mate. Oh, Brownie!
Nice to meet you.
Again.
Oh, she's done it. She's got Brownie. She's three from three. Well done. You chat to Brownie a lot. I got the drone out and everything. You are three from three. Is there any more? Is there one last one for good luck? One last one.
No!
Come on, Ash. Last you can one. Do this, mate. You can go four from four. I'll even get rid of the drone for you.
I'm here every day.
I know.
Mate,
and I really like you as well.
Yeah, one of the best street teamers we've got here. Hit Squad.
Oh.
And everywhere else. Works everywhere.
I got everyone right as well. Oh, God, killing me. What does your name start with?
Oh, I don't know about these
kids. Can I get away that? Huh?
Oh, yeah. Okay, give her the first letter.
First letter.
I want you to get four from four, so please get this one. It's K. Get it, Ash.
Kate?
Wait. Before you lock in your answer. Before you lock in your answer, I'll give you one more clue.
What?
So I kind of want you to get it now.
Yeah.
Look at me. Look at me.
Kim! Got it.
No! Needed a couple of pointers.
Look at me.
Needed a couple of pointers to get over the line, but
damn,
you are
it.
Four for four.
I should have turned around because Akmal's in the window.
Nah, he could have come
Akmal's
in again.
Akmal's helping me. He's like, Kim.
Thanks, man. To the powers that... Akmal, thanks for the help in the other studio there.
Yeah.
To the powers that be that decide the employee of the month. I mean, we have a front runner now. You know
Don't
the
we?
People. You're Give a woman
me.
Of the...
Look at me, come on.
You're a woman of the people. Although
How funny that, like, I've talked to Brownie 79 million times and I've never met him.
Better or worse looking in real life now that you've met him in person?
Way better.
Oh, he's a hottie, isn't he? Hey?
Yeah,
oh,
he's
Brownie.
Old Brownie.
Oh, he loves it. Well done, mate. Well done.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard now.
And catch up with the guys 24/7
on the CFM app.
Poor old Blake out there is kicking himself, is there?
Yeah, he'd be so embarrassed, wouldn't he?
We lined up some people for your employee of the month at work here to get you to guess their names, and you smashed it, mate. You were four from four, and
thanks.
we threw Blake in there, who he's just been hired on the Hit Squad.
Yep.
Young, good looking dude, hey?
Yeah.
He's going to kill it on the Hit Squad, and you duped him. You
but
said,
like,
hi, I'm Ash, and he went, I'm Blake, and you went, you're meant to be guessing the names.
Like, credit where credit is due to me, really.
Oh, you threw it out there.
How good.
But no.
Stitched in right up.
Big thanks to everyone that came in for that. That was good stuff. And you are, I just saw Yammo, Boss Yammo, and he gave me the little nod as if Ash is the front runner now.
Good.
For Employee of the Month.
Did he?
Yeah. You still got a few weeks left.
Okay.
Yeah. So don't go resting on your laurels. You need to really...
No.
bring it home from here.
Yeah, but I do. I feel like I do.
And will you continue your employee of the month ways after, you know, once you win it, will you continue on, or is it job done, just
no
queuing the rack, who cares
I'll
anymore?
I'll always continue to be a stand-up citizen.
Yes.
At the CFM office.
Of course.
Stand-up citizen. Like, just wait until I get all my cooking equipment. I'll be employee of the year.
We keep hearing about these peanut butter balls. I can't wait for you to move in full time.
You don't even know.
To your match and place.
See you later, Birdie Beach. Bod for you, mate.
Yeah,
you'll be chowing down on these PB balls like the world's about to end.
Back to the dad bod I come.
Yep.
Here I come. Just before we get out of here, this is a big one we're running at CFM at the moment.
Heads or tails?
Give me two bigger names in music right now than Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift.
Michael Jackson.
Living.
Beyonce.
Yeah. Yeah, she's up there. Yeah, that's a good one. Eds or tails, if you register, cfm.com.au, become a VIP. It literally takes minutes. It takes no time at all. You can quickly do it while you grab your coffee today at work. And then kick back, relax, and let us do all the work, because we're going to call you back and get you on for Eds or Tails, where you're going to find out which standby list you're on for Ed Sheeran or Taylor Swift. So if it's Ed Sheeran, you could be going to Ed Sheeran's Divide World Tour, which hits Australia this year. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. And then we're calling people back who win the ticks.
That's too easy.
That's too easy, mate. So easy. Why wouldn't you do it? Have a great Wednesday. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. And just be yourself, guys, you know?
Wow.
Just, you know, get around, be yourself and...
Lagorne's words of wisdom for a Wednesday morning.
Take that into your day. Have a good one.
Arrivederci. Yeah.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.